Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
A week ago, I was playing tennis in a doubles group, and I overheard one gentleman talking about a home that he had owned at Martha's Vineyard. He was chatting with another gentleman about why he had sold the property. Apparently, it was a beautiful home, although somewhat rustic, and had very nice views. But the man confessed that he sold it ultimately because the taxes for the property had doubled in 1 year. And it didn't make sense for him to own the property any longer because he could rent a house for what he was paying in tax and enjoy never having to worry about maintaining the property. The total cost of fixing up, furnishing a house, maintaining a house, paying the taxes on a house, it really can overwhelm people. But if we compartmentalize those expenses, we won't add them all up together and we don't face the reality of what it really costs. That's according to Alex Tabarrok, who's a professor of economics over here at George Mason University. That really can lead us to make bad choices, folks, about how much to pay for a house. That's why when I'm working with a buyer, I'm trying to help the buyer understand what's involved with purchasing the property, maintaining the property, getting the utility bills on the property, and understanding so they don't overspend or they don't put themselves at risk. It's a part of the responsibility of purchasing real estate. And we just want to make sure that people understand that before they jump in. Well, run out of time. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.